This week's musical sesh for the Community Campfire, I'm here with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey, John. How's it going?
I'm John Burdick, and we have the pleasure of sitting down with David Park. He's performed in some of the world's most prestigious concert halls, studied under legendary violin teachers, and even played a rare Stradivarius at the Eccles Center Monday, May 18th, 7:30 p.m. David, welcome to the Community Campfire.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yes, also sitting down with us is Lori Decker-Whiteley. She is the Managing Director of Excellence in the Community that's brought David here. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Lori, let's start over with you. Can you tell us a little about this show that is coming up with David headlining here?
We're delighted to bring David to Park City. As you know, he's a fabulous musician, and we're so happy to have him. Excellence in the Community has, for the last 20 years, brought free concerts to the public. Now, our musicians are professional, but we, due to a number of grants, and for this concert, we have been blessed by having a grant from Summit County Rep. And so that will help us bring this concert to the citizens here in Park City. We are a nonprofit, and we take not only concerts to the community, but we take them to schools. And David will actually be presenting a masterclass at Park City High School in the early afternoon for those students before his concert. We feel that music is such a blessing for the community, and it enlivens a community and brings it together, brings a lot of joy. And that's what we want to do, is bring that to your community.
David, we'll go over to you now. Okay. You have this concert coming up, but your journey in music started a lot earlier. Is that right? You started playing violin when you were 5 years old?
Yes, before I can walk or run. Just kidding. Yes.
And so the violin kind of called to you at that moment at an early age, and it stuck with you ever since. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got here and your musical development?
Yes. Well, you know, I think it has a lot to do with, because my parents were both professional cellists. So they had two sons. But the interesting story is, my mother, you know how when somebody's a professional, they know all the ins and outs and difficulties, right? So she didn't want me to really become a professional musician. So she had two sons, one to be a doctor, one to be a lawyer. And my other brother is a lawyer, and I don't know what happened. I went to musical round. But at the same time, wow, music has brought me in incredible place around the world, and met so many wonderful people, such as Lori, and this excellence in the community is such a gem in all of Utah.
And you've performed in Carnegie Hall and in North Korea. Is there any performance that still gives you chills when you think about it?
I think the pleasure of being a musician is that I get to go to so many great places. But, a lot of the major cosmopolitan cities like New York, Paris,
of course,
LA, and London, and so forth. But to go to a country like North Korea with all the history, wow, that was very exciting. It's hard to say, it's like saying, who's your favorite child or what's your favorite food? Really, everywhere I go, even some of the rural towns with excellence in Utah brings me some of the greatest joys. Really, I really mean that.
You now live in Utah, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so what made you want to settle into the mountains here in Utah?
Well, I originally came here to play for Utah Symphony, and I taught at University of Utah. So now I'm under management, artist management, so I just travel. Because I think what I do, which is solo, there's a certain time frame. And then, you wait and you wait, and you know how it is. Sometimes it doesn't come back. But, I love Utah, and I always grew up in big cities, LA and New York. But, Utah is so different. I tell people whenever I travel, it's like the Switzerland of US. But going back a few years ago, with Excellence, I played a concert for small town Delta. And then I just came from Paris to Delta. And then when people heard that, and I told them I was looking forward so much.
Yeah.
And things like that really makes their day.
Yeah.
For me as a musician, it's really all about giving, inspiring. And when I see people very excited and happy and inspired, well, that's why I do what I do.
Well, we're excited to hear the few pieces that you're going to play for us this morning. What's the name of the first piece that you'd like to play for us today?
Well, there's a piece by Edward Elgar, an English composer, called Salut d'amour. D'amour means love. Salut, salut to my love.
Wow, and that is a salute to the love of our listeners who got to listen to that. So thank you, David. If you're just joining us, we are sitting down with David Park, a international legend on the violin, and we have the Managing Director of Excellence in the Community, Lori Decker-Whiteley. Thank you so much for being here on the Community Campfire. We talked a little bit about one of the concerts that David liked was Delta. Can you talk more about what rural communities you get into?
Well, my husband, who founded Excellence in the Community, was a great believer in bringing concerts to some of the communities that they don't get live music. They don't get the excellence in the music that we do that live close to the city. And so he took concerts to Paiute County, to Sevier County, to Morgan, to Delta, all over. And one thing that helped him do that was Utah Arts and Museums, which gave us some funding to do that. It was really fascinating because a gentleman came up to him one time and said, "Oh, that was so wonderful to hear the harp. I'd never heard the harp before." And my husband thought, "Well, you hadn't heard it in this concert." "No, I've never heard a harp before." And that was just so touching because these people don't get exposure to some quality music. Mm-hmm. And so he felt very strongly about bringing that to rural communities, as well as bringing it to people who can't afford the high prices in some of our concert venues. So he always felt that it was important to bring free concerts so that anyone, especially families with children, could attend.
What a way to give back, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And David, you are having a masterclass with the high school, is that correct?
Yes. You know, I really love to give back and then share some of the experiences I experienced growing up. It's just a great pleasure to see students grasping certain things and then look on their face to discover something new and fascinating. So once again, it's a little bit similar to performing. I love giving joys to the other side.
Amazing. And so take us into one of your master classes here. Say I'm a violinist and I'm trying to learn from you. What advice are you giving to these students? Is it on a case-by-case basis? Or are you just trying to inspire? Where does your head go when you're showing these kids the possibilities?
Yeah. So first of all, you know, I need to listen to them to see which level they are. Mm-hmm. And then what their aspiration is, if they want to become a professional or just for a hobby sake, mm-hmm. then if they want to become professional, then you know you have to kind of give them a little bit more extra advice in terms of what to do in the real world after school. But if it's for joy, then you know I take a little bit easy and then just try to just introduce music as a whole.
As far as composers that you've worked on their pieces, yeah. is there one that you lean towards, or what was the hardest composer that you had to learn?
Yeah, so this is a very common question. What's your favorite music?
Yeah.
And then also how many hours you practice and so forth.
Yeah.
So it's once again, it's hard to say because there's so many. But if I have to kind of pin it down, you know, I always feel quite close to kind of romantic style music. I think most people do.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say on this program, well, I'll be playing Mozart on this program. Everybody, you know, loves Mozart. I'll be playing some, Fritz Kreisler was a great Viennese violinist, but also a composer. So it's a little bit of Viennese style. By the way, I went to Vienna. I think the first country I went to was Vienna,
wow.
age 12, to study music, yeah. you know? So it's kind of a special place for me. But I would say, in general, something of a romantic era.
What was the most challenging? Like, you were just like, I gotta get this, and it was just so hard to get.
Or like, in terms of piece?
Yeah.
Ooh, there is actually, probably not too many people might know, but there is a composer, Finnish composer named Jan Sibelius, mm-hmm. and he wrote Violin Concerto, which is considered one of the major, like, you know, big five, one yeah. of the big five concertos. And it's a kind of a special concerto. It's the first concerto I played, major concerto I played with the orchestra. And I just played that in Pasadena, actually,
oh, fantastic.
A couple months ago. But I say this because, wow, maybe one of the most difficult challenges. So whenever I tackle pieces like that, it gives me a little extra incentive. Yeah,
sure.
I gotta get it this time. You know how that is.
For our listeners out there who aren't classically trained, can you tell them what a concerto is?
A concerto is usually a larger work. So let's say on average it's about 30 minutes, give or take, and consists of three movements, so three parts, usually fast, slow, and fast.
And highlighting a specific instrument, correct?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yes, so in this case, a violin concerto.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. Are you going to be playing anything from a concerto in your masterclass or in your upcoming performance?
Maybe. For the concert in the evening, Monday evening, concerto usually you play with orchestra. Mm-hmm. So usually with piano you don't. So, but I'll be playing some of the, you know, greatest works in the violin repertoire.
Yeah. So it's kind of the greatest hits.
Yeah, greatest hits.
Here you go. So come listen to David and the greatest hits right here at the Eccles Center Monday night at 7:30. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming by the community campfire today. Mm-hmm. And what piece can you delight our listeners with to end the show today?
Oh, this will be on the program Monday night. It's called Preludium and Allegro by that Viennese composer, Fritz Kreisler.
Well, we're excited to hear right here on the Community Campfire. David, thank you so much for being on the program. And Lori, thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.